Hello everybody, welcome back to Best Line Translator. Today I'm going to talk to you about fun and easy ways to investigate branding and get inside your client's mind. When it comes to branding, there is no better way to brand your product or business than to get inside the minds of your clients. Building a brand that is going to be popular amongst your clients, well received, that will represent your company successfully, and a brand that you yourself like, can take forever and you may still not come up with something that you are completely happy with. But no matter whether you're a branding expert or a beginner, here are some easy ways to help you think about branding your logos so that they appeal to you and your ideal client. Personally, I find that when I'm outside of my office, I am overwhelmed with ideas about branding options, logos, blog posts, marketing pictures, and so on. But when I have to seriously think about any of these things, I find it extremely difficult. Unless you are extremely creative and artistically gifted, the chances of you coming up with an idea for a brand or a unique logo while sat at your desk with a blank piece of paper and a pen are very slim indeed. This is why it is important to get inside the minds of your clients, which can be quite easy to do, because after all, you too are somebody else's client. I'm going to ask you to do three short exercises. Exercise 1. Think about brands that you like. Clothing brands, sports brands, a car brand that you like. Think about what makes these products and this brand more interesting in comparison to their fellow brand equivalents or their non-branded equivalents. What makes you buy these products over others? Or perhaps just what makes you simply interested in these products compared to others? You can also look around your home or office environment to think about products that you like, that you use on a daily basis. Look at the font they use and the language style that they use to advertise their company and products, and figure out what attracts you to them. Write this down. Exercise 2. Examine them carefully and look beyond the surface. What ideas do they use? Is there a story behind them? What colours do they use? Take the brand Nike, for example. If you were to go shopping, perhaps you would see a non-branded pair of trainers in a shop that would not catch your eye in the least. But you, on returning home, you see a Nike advertisement on the television. The advertisement is supported by an upbeat, lively music track, a person with a fantastic figure wearing the trainers and doing exercises that only those who are extremely fit and athletic may be able to manage, and then the trainers are finally revealed with an up-close shot of them. You don't just want the trainers, you want the image, you want the figure of the person in the video, you want people to look at you in the way that you look at them on the videos, on the advertisements, you want to be the person in the video. You want to be able to do everything that they can do. Exercise 3. How can you adapt what you know in your business to making a logo or branding your business? Creating a brand for your business or product is made up of establishing a memorable business name, a unique logo, the ability to establish a connection with a potential client, along with a persuasive but completely factual advertising strategy that does not come across as spam-like, pushy, old-fashioned, or the typical persuasive sales that nobody really likes. Exploring branding and advertisement does not have to be difficult if you know what to do and if you use what you know. Think about the Nike, for example. It's more than just a product, it's more than just a brand. It's an image, it's a story. People don't just want the trainers. In fact, few people really need the trainers. They like the image, they like the music of the advertisement, they like the colours used, they like the speed, they like the story. So think about that when you're branding. What branding do you like? What products do you like? Think about this and you're sure to succeed in your branding. Thank you for listening.